If you lived in the country, a big building outside of a house would be called a...
A two-story building.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I know that, because we were staying with my mother when I got married. That's the house I was staying in.
Yeah.
That's the house she was staying in, and I got married. And it was a two-story building.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and then after that, I didn't stay in it very long before I left.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ain't been back in that since. So, but anyhow, I've been in these kind of buildings here all the rest of my days.
Yeah. What about on a farm? What kind of buildings would you have on a farm?
Oh, what kind of building?
You'd probably have a barn or a shed.
Huh?
You'd probably have a barn or a shed.
A shed? Well, to sleep in, you just have to have... I don't know. Well, on the farm, they wouldn't have no, and they just have a house on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
You see, have a house on the farm.
Yeah.
If you go live in it,
yeah,
you can have a house on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because that's my daddy. He married my mother,
mm-hmm,
and carried her out in the country.
Mm-hmm.
His people that he was working for,
yeah,
he built him a house,
mm-hmm,
and fixed it like that. So there's a house, and there's three or four room apartment.
Mm-hmm.
See, in the,
yeah,
house. Mm-hmm. That's what kind of, that's all I know.
Mm-hmm. What about a place where the animals stay would be the
cow pen or hog pen or whatever kind of, if it's an elephant or something like that, it's some kind of shed.
Because,
mm-hmm, I know, I don't know what.
Horses might stay in a...
Horse stable.
Mm-hmm. The building where you store corn is a...
Corn house.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, I'm... My mother and her sisters and brothers was born on the corner of Newman and Union Street.
Mm-hmm.
You know where that is?
No, I heard of it, but I don't know where it is.
No, I know it. That's where she was raised at. And then after, I know while Mama was, when I got big enough, I was staying with Aunt Kate, and she was living on... What did I say her address is? Now it comes to me so good.
Union Street.
No, I forgot her. Now, what does I know that? I didn't talk so much to that, I forgot it.
Well, that's okay.
Sparrow Street.
Uh-huh.
That was my aunt. When my mom went out there to stay with my daddy, then I was staying with my aunt. Sparrow Street, see? Until after that, he went out there, we went out there on there, and so my daddy had some watermelons, and he let the bigger ones took the watermelon. And I on the way out to tote the watermelon, I'd have to let somebody help me, because if they give me a big watermelon to tote, that'll be our watermelon, because it's going to drop and burst.
Yeah.
And I would drop it and burst it every time.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wouldn't let me help on with the watermelons no more.
Yeah.
Because I'd drop them and burst them, because,
mm-hmm,
it was too heavy, I couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't big enough. I wasn't strong enough.
Yeah.
And so, we'd have a watermelon eat.